Title: Agencies Publish Strict New Reporting Guidelines for Government Contractors. Content: Update. On March 27, 2017, President Donald Trump signed into law a Congressional Review Act, CRA, resolution repealing the so-called blacklisting rule, which would have imposed strict labor reporting and other requirements upon government contractors. This was followed by an executive order, EO, signed by President Trump the same day, effectively nullifying President Barack Obama's Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces EO that first called for the blacklisting rule. For additional details regarding the repeal, please see the April 26, 2017 blog article. On August 25, 2016, the United States Department of Labor, DOL, and Federal Acquisition Regulatory, FAR, Council published guidance for Executive Order 13673, Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces, Final Rule. Also referred to as the blacklisting rule, it imposes strict disclosure guidelines and requires that both prospective and existing contractors as well as subcontractors disclose violations of federal labor laws that resulted in administrative merits determinations, civil judgments, or arbitral awards or decisions. The final rule also requires that contractors and subcontractors disclose specific information to workers each pay period regarding their wages and prohibits contractors from requiring that their workers sign arbitration agreements that encompass Title VII violations and claims of sexual assault or harassment. Contracts and entities covered under the final rule. The final rule applies to most federal contractors and subcontractors who engage in government contracts for goods and services. However, there are some important exclusions. Contracts valued at or under $500,000 are excluded from the final rule, as are subcontracts for goods that are commercially available off-the-shelf, COTS, items. Significantly, the final rule does not apply to entities affiliated with the contracting company, including any subsidiary of the company or the parent company. Thus, if one entity signs the contract, its parent and subsidiaries are not required to disclose violation to the government if they do not sign their own contracts. The final rule does not require that subcontractors report violations to their prime contractor. Instead, the subcontractor must report any purported violation directly to the government. Violations to be disclosed. Contractors and subcontractors are required to disclose violations of 14 federal laws, Fair Labor Standards Act, Occupational Safety and Health Act, and state law equivalents, Family and Medical Leave Act, National Labor Relations Act, Davis-Bacon Act, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, Americans with Disabilities Act, Age Discrimination in Employment Act, Executive Order 11246, regarding Equal Employment Opportunity, Vietnam-Era Veterans Readjustment Assistance Act, Section 503 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, Executive Order 13658, which establishes a federal minimum wage for contractors, Service Contract Act, Migrant and Seasonal Agricultural Worker Protection Act. Contractors and subcontractors do not have to report the state law equivalent of the above violations, aside from the state law equivalent of violations of the Occupation Safety and Health Act. Paycheck Transparency Clause. The final rule contains a Paycheck Transparency Clause, through which contractors and subcontractors are required to, 1, provide specific and detailed information on workers' pay stubs, including information regarding overtime pay, deductions, and hours worked, 2, provide written notice to independent contractors of their classification status, and, 3, provide written notice to exempt employees to inform them that they are exempt from receiving overtime compensation. Restrictions on arbitration agreements. The final rule prohibits contractors and subcontractors who engage in contracts exceeding $1 million from entering into pre-dispute arbitration agreements with individuals that encompass claims under Title VII and tort claims for sexual assault or harassment. This provision does not apply to employees covered by union collective bargaining agreements. The provision also does not apply to arbitration agreements that were already in place, unless an employer reserves the ability to modify the party's arbitration agreement. Schedule of implementation of the final rule. The final rule sets forth a phased-in reporting requirement as follows.